அமிர்தநாதன் அடைக்கலநாதன் மாதா.
நன்றி சபாநாயகர் அவர்களே. இலங்கை நாடாளுமன்ற நிலைய கட்டளை 27 கீழ் வடமாகாண விளையாட்டுத்துறையின் வளர்ச்சி மற்றும் வன்னி பிராந்திய இளம் விளையாட்டு வீரர்களின் எதிர்காலம் சார்ந்த அவசர பொது முக்கியத்துவம் வாய்ந்த விடயம் ஒன்றை கௌரவ அமைச்சர் அவர்களின் கவனத்துக்கு கொண்டுவர விரும்புகின்றேன். வடமாகாண விளையாட்டு திணைக்களத்தை கிளிநொச்சிக்கு இடமாற்றம் செய்வது தொடர்பாக தங்களின் உடனடி தலையீட்டை இப்பேரவையின் ஊடாக பணிவுடன் கேட்டு நிற்கின்றேன். வடமாகாண ஆளுநரால் இத்திணைக்களத்தை கிளிநொச்சிக்கு இடமாற்றம் செய்ய ஏற்கனவே பரிந்துரை செய்யப்பட்டிருந்த போதிலும் இதுவரை அது நடைமுறைப்படுத்தப்படவில்லை. இதன் காரணமாக வன்னி மாவட்டங்களான மன்னார், வவுனியா, முல்லைத்தீவு மற்றும் கிளிநொச்சி ஆகிய பகுதிகளைச் சேர்ந்த விளையாட்டு வீரர்கள், பயிற்றுவிப்பாளர்கள், பாடசாலைகள் மற்றும் விளையாட்டுக் கழகங்கள் தங்கள் நிர்வாக தேவைகளை பூர்த்தி செய்வதில் பெரும் சிரமங்களை எதிர்கொண்டு வருகின்றனர். கிளிநொச்சி மாவட்டமானது வடமாகாணத்தின் மத்திய பகுதியில் அமைந்திருந்ததால் மாகாண விளையாட்டு திணைக்களத்தை அங்கு நிறுவுவது அனைத்து மாவட்டங்களும் சமமான அணுகலை உறுதிப்படுத்தும், குறிப்பாக வன்னி பிராந்திய இளம் விளையாட்டு வீரர்களின் முன்னேற்றத்துக்கும் திறமைகள் வளர்ப்பதற்கும் விளையாட்டு நிர்வாக சேவைகளை எளிதில் பெற்றுக் கொள்வதற்கும் இது மிக அவசியமானதாகும். இது வன்னி மக்களின் நீண்ட கால எதிர்பார்ப்பும். இந்த நடவடிக்கை வன்னி மற்றும் கிளிநொச்சி மாவட்ட விளையாட்டு வீரர்களுக்கு சமமான வாய்ப்புகளை உருவாக்குவதோடு வடமாகாண விளையாட்டுத்துறையின் சமநிலையை வளர்ச்சிக்கும் பெரும் பங்களிக்கும் என நான் நினைக்கின்றேன். எனவே கௌரவ அமைச்சர் அவர்களிடம் நான் கேட்கும் வினாக்கள், வடமாகாண ஆளுநரால் ஏற்கனவே பரிந்துரைக்கப்பட்ட மாகாண விளையாட்டு திணைக்களத்தை கிளிநொச்சிக்கு இடமாற்றம் செய்யும் நடவடிக்கை இதுவரை நடைமுறைப்படுத்தப்படாமைக்கு காரணம் என்ன? வன்னி பிராந்திய மன்னார், வவுனியா, முல்லைத்தீவு, கிளிநொச்சி விளையாட்டு வீரர்களின் நலனை கருத்தில் கொண்டு இந்த இடமாற்றம் உடனடியாக சாத்தியமாக கௌரவ அமைச்சர் அவர்கள் சம்பந்தப்பட்ட அமைச்சர் மற்றும் வடமாகாண அதிகாரிகளுடன் இணைந்து அவசர நடவடிக்கை எடுப்பாரா? வடமாகாண விளையாட்டு திணைக்களத்தை கிளிநொச்சிக்கு இடமாற்றம் செய்யும் பணிகள் எப்போது ஆரம்பிக்கப்பட்டு நிறைவு செய்யப்படும் என்பதை கால அவகாசத்தை சபைக்கு அறிவிக்க முடியுமா? நன்றி.
அமாத்தியதுமா
கரு கதாநாயகத்துமணி, கரு அமிர்தநாதன் அடைக்கல்நாதன் வெத்தமா விசின் இதிர்பார்க்கின்றத பிரச்சனையிட பிரித்துரு லபாதினவா. உத்திருபலாத் கிரீடா டிபார்ட்மெண்ட்டுவ கிளிநொச்சி திஸ்ட்ரிக்கை இஸ்தாபனை கிரியும் சம்பந்தவ சாகச்சா பெவத்தமின் திபினவா. நமுத் அவசான நிர்தேசியா காண்டுகாரத்துமா விசின் லபாதீலா நதிபவதமாய் அப்பட்ட வார்த்தாவின்னி கொமுனத் ஜட்டித்தல பகசுகம் சகஸ்கிரீவின் பசு ஈட்ட அதால இதிரி கிரியாமார்க கனீமட்டு கட்டித்து கரணும். ஏவகேம் தமாய் இத்துமாகி தெவனி பிரச்சனைய ஈட்ட அதால பிரித்துர மேவிதியட்ட லபாதின்ற கெமதி திருபலாத் கிரீடா டிபார்ட்மெண்ட்டுவ கிளிநொச்சியவித இஸ்தானகத கிரீம பிற சந்தான்கிற பரிதி சாகச்சா மட்டமே பவத்தின அத்தர் ஈட்ட அதாளவ கரு ஆண்டுகாரத்துமா விசின் நியோகாக் நிகுத்கிரீமின் அனுத்துருவ அவசிய கிரியாமார்க கனீமிட்டு கட்டித்து கரணும். இதுமா இதிரிபத்கல தூமின் பிரச்சனையிட்ட பிரித்துரு லபாதினவா. உத்திருபலாத் கிரீடா டிபார்ட்மெண்ட்டுவ கிளிநொச்சியவித இஸ்தானகத கிரீம சாகச்சா மட்டமே பவத்தின பெவின் ஏ சந்தா கால சீமாவாக் சந்தான் கிரீம அபாசுயி. கெசிவத் கரு கதாநாயகத்துமணி, மேவனிவிட்ட கரு ஜனாதிபதி அனுர்குமார் திசாநாயக மகதா விசின் உத்திருபலாத்தி கிரீடா கட்டித்து சங்வர்தனே சந்தா வடகட்டித்து ராசியாக் கிரியாத்மக்கிரியம சந்தா பியவர் கணிமின் தீயனவா. விசேஷன்ம உத்திருபலாத்தி தருண கிரீடக கிரீடிகாவான்கி ஹெக்கியாவான் வர்தனே கரகனீம சா உண்டு ஜாத்திக தலையேத் ஜாத்தியந்தர தலையேத் கிரீடாவட் சகபாகியம் சந்தா අවශ්‍ය පහසුකම් සැලසීමට රජයේ මේ වන විට කටයුතු කරමින් සිටිනවා. නමුත් කනගාටුදායක තත්ත්වයක් තියෙනවා. සමහර ක්‍රියාකාරකම් මේ ක්‍රීඩා සංවර්ධනයට අදාළව පළාතේ ඇතැම් දේශපාලඥයන් විසින් අධිකරණයට ගෙන ගොස් තිබෙන නිසාම ඒ කටයුතු යම් ප්‍රමාණයකින් ප්‍රමාද වීමක් සිදු වෙලා තියෙනවා. කොමනත් ඒ සියලු කටයුතු අවසන් වුණාට පසු උතුරු පළාතේ ක්‍රීඩක ක්‍රීඩිකාවන්ගේ ඒ පහසුකම් වැඩි දියුණු කිරීමටත් ඔවුන්ට ජාතික සහ ජාත්‍යන්තර තලයේ තරඟවලට සහභාගී වීම සඳහා අවශ්‍ය පසුබිම සකස් කර දීම සඳහාත් කටයුතු කරනවා. මේ විශේෂයෙන්ම පළාත් ක්‍රීඩා දෙපාර්තමේන්තුව කිරිනොච්චීවිත ස්ථානගත කිරීම සඳහා අවශ්‍ය මූලික කටයුතු අවසන් වීමෙන් පසු මේ කාර්යය අපි අවසන් කරනවා. බොමිසිට
ගරු මන්ත්‍රීතුමා.
நன்றி சபாநாயகர் அவர்களே, அமைச்சர் அவர்களே, நன்றி உங்களுக்கு. நான் எங்களுடைய வடமாகாண பொறுப்பாளர் அமைச்சர் அவைத்தலைவர் விமல் ரத்நாயக்கா அமைச்சரிடம் நான் ஒரு வேண்டுகோளை விடுக்கின்றேன். இந்த விடயத்திலே கொஞ்சம் கவனம் எடுத்து இந்த கிளிநொச்சிக்கு அல்லட்டு மாங்குளத்துக்கு, ஏனென்றால் அந்த அந்த பாடசாலை எல்லாம் தூரத்திலிருந்து வந்து யாழ்ப்பாணத்துக்கு போறது என்பது ஒரு கேள்விக்குறியாக இருக்கிறது. ஆகவே இதில் நீங்கள் கவனத்தில் எடுத்து இந்த விடயங்களை என்ன டிஸ்கஷனில் இருக்குன்னு சொல்கிறாங்க, ஆனால் அது முடிவுக்கு கொண்டு வந்து ஆளுநர்கிட்ட அனுமதியோடு நீங்களும் அதை நடவடிக்கை எடுக்கணும்னு சொல்லி நான் இந்த சந்தர்ப்பத்தில் கேட்டுக்கொள்வேன். நன்றி.
கரு அமர்த்திதுமா.
ஓ, கரு கதாநாயகத்துமணி, விமல் ரத்நாயக் அமர்த்திதுமாட்ட යම් අදහසක් ඉදිරිපත් කරන්න ලබා දුන්න. නමුත් මම ඒ ගැන සඳහන් කරන්න කැමති. ගරු අමිර්තනාදන් අඩිකලනාදන් මන්ත්‍රීතුමා සඳහන් කරපු ආකාරයට ඉතාම කඩිනමින් මේ කටයුතු අපි අවසන් කරනවා. ඒ වගේම මම ඉල්ලා සිටිනවා ගරු මන්ත්‍රීතුමාගෙන් ප්‍රදේශයේ සමහර දේශපාලඥයන් මේ ක්‍රියාකාරකම් අඩාල කිරීම සඳහා කටයුතු කරමින් තියෙනවා. ඔබතුමන්ලත් ඒ සඳහා මැදිහත් වෙලා ඒ කටයුතු සාර්ථක කර ගැනීම සඳහා අපට රජයට සහයෝගය ලබා දෙන්න කියන කාරණේ මේ අවස්ථාවේදී ඉල්ලා සිටින්න කැමතියි.
මුදල් අමාත්‍යංශ නිවේදන, මුදල් ක්‍රම සම්පාදන සහ ආර්ථික සංවර්ධන අමාත්‍යතුමා වෙනුවෙන් කම්කරු අමාත්‍ය සහ ගරු මන්ත්‍රීතුමා, ඔබට පොයින්ට් එක මොකද්ද?
අමචර அவர்களே, இதுல எங்கட பூரண ஒத்துழைப்பு கட்டாயம் இருக்கும். இந்த விடயத்தில் உங்களோடு பயணிக்கிறதுக்கு தயாராக இருக்கும்.
அமாத்தியான நிவேதன, முதல் கிரமசம்பாதன சா ஆர்த்திக சங்கர்தன அமாத்தியதுமா வினுவின் கம்கரு அமாத்திய சா முதல் சா கிரமசம்பாதன நியோஜ அமாத்திய கரு ஆச்சாரிய அனுஜயந்த மகதா 2026 11 கரு ரவி கருணானக மகதா விசிங் ஸ்தாவர நியோக 27/2 அத்தனது பிரச்சனை பிரித்து லபாதி.
பொமத்ம ஸ்துதி கரு கதாநாயக துமணி. தி க்வெஸ்சன் நம்பர் 1, தி குளோபல் அடல்ட் டுபேக்கோ சர்வே Sri Lanka 2020 report published by the Ministry of Health estimates 24,461 smoking attributable deaths in 2019, while the annual trend survey on tobacco use in Sri Lanka 2024 published by the Alcohol and Drug Information Center ADIC estimates approximately 18,250 smoking related deaths annually. Accordingly, available the estimates indicate that tobacco use is associated with more than 20,000 deaths annually in Sri Lanka. Number 2, the government recognizes that the tobacco consumption imposes significant economic and healthcare cost on society. However, the total cost varies depending on the methodology and assumptions used, and therefore no single official estimate has been adopted as of now. On the other hand, tobacco taxation remains an important policy tool to discourage tobacco consumption while generating government revenue. The revenue collected from tobacco related taxes, both indirect and corporate taxes, during the year 2025 amounted to rupees 157,061 million, that is 157 billion. Number 3, annual cigarette consumption declined significantly by 53.1% from approximately 4.1 billion sticks in 2015 to 1.923 billion sticks in 2025. Over the same period, government revenue from excise duty on cigarettes and tobacco tax increased from rupees 81 billion in 2015 to rupees 102.7 billion in 2025. In addition to excise duty and tobacco tax, cigarettes are subject to value-added tax and social security contribution levy of 2.5%. Furthermore, companies engaged in the manufacture and the sale of tobacco products are subject to corporate income tax rate at a rate of 45% compared to standard corporate income tax rate of 30% applicable to other businesses. To prevent the real value of excise duty over time and prevent erosion of tax burden due to inflation, an inflation indexation mechanism for cigarettes excise duty was introduced with effect from 1st January 2024. Accordingly, excise duty on cigarettes increased by 14% in 2024 and by 5.9% in 2025. The illegal importation of cigarettes constitutes an offence under the Customs Ordinance and the Tobacco Tax Act. In Sri Lanka, Customs takes necessary actions to detect and seize such illicit imports at the country's airports and the seaports and to initiate legal proceedings against the persons involved in such offences. In addition, Department of Excise, Sri Lanka Navy and Sri Lanka Police undertake enforcement and surveillance activities including inspection, investigation, raids and intelligence sharing to prevent illegal importation, distribution and sale of illicit cigarettes. These agencies work in coordination with each other to combat illicit tobacco trade and to ensure compliance with the applicable laws and regulations. Number four, the government continuously monitors illicit tobacco trade through information obtained from relevant enforcement agencies. Estimates of the market share of illicit tobacco products and the associated revenue losses are likely to vary depending on the methodology, scope, and data sources used. However, no single estimate has been officially adopted. The government remains committed to strengthening data gathering and enforcement efforts to better assess the extent of illicit trade and to support evidence-based policy decisions. Number five, amendments to the Tobacco Tax Act are currently being drafted with the objective of strengthening tax administration and improving compliances. Inform you that is as of now at the legal draftsman's department. To date, approximately there are over 700 registered bead manufacturers who have obtained license from the excise department. The department is currently taking steps to identify small-scale bead manufacturers and create a necessary framework to enable them to market their products through formal channels. The government recognizes the importance of safeguarding the livelihood of genuine small-scale bead workers while advancing national public health objectives. The raids are conducted with the assistance of Sri Lanka Navy to prevent the illegal importation of raw materials used in bead manufacturing. Measures have also been taken to restrict the purchase and use of illegal imported BD raw materials. Accordingly, BD manufacturers are now required and have been instructed to procure raw materials only from registered importers. Number six, the government continues to review the tobacco excise tax framework based on available evidence, prevailing economic conditions, and public health considerations. Tobacco tax reforms will continue to be considered under the medium-term revenue strategy with the aim of developing a health-aligned framework that supports both the reduction of tobacco consumption and the stabilization of government revenue. In the meantime, cigarette excise duty continues to be revised annually in accordance with the established inflation indexation mechanism to preserve the real value and the effectiveness of the tax. The government is committed to enhancing enforcement measures for the collection of BD taxes through amendments to the Tobacco Tax Act with the objective of strengthening tax administration and improving compliance. Number seven, these enforcement measures have been explained in the last paragraph under question answer to the question number 3 and 5. Number 8, the government's tobacco excise policy is designed to balance multiple policy objectives, including reducing tobacco consumption, protecting public health, generating sustainable government revenue, and fulfillment of Sri Lanka commitments under the WHO Framework Convention on the Tobacco Control. The government continues to review the tobacco excise framework periodically, taking into account the public health objectives, revenue consideration, economic conditions, and the available evidence, with a view to maintaining an appropriate balance among these policy objectives. Number 9, at present, tobacco tax revenue is credited to the consolidated fund in accordance with established public finance principles and is allotted through annual budgetary process. Tobacco control, smoking cessations, public awareness and the enforcement programs are funded through budgetary allocations made to the relevant institutions. The government will continue to consider funding requirements for tobacco control programs within the broader framework of national budget priorities and available fiscal resources. Number 10, the government continues to implement a range of measures through the National Authority on Tobacco and Alcohol, that is NATA, the National Tobacco Control Program, Tobacco Excise Policy, Customs and Excise Enforcement, and the implementation of Sri Lanka's obligation under the WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Control. The government remains committed to strengthening the coordination among the relevant institutions and to continuously reviewing existing policies and programs to enhance public health outcomes, combat illicit tobacco trade, and safeguard government revenue. Future policy measures will continue to be guided by evidence, stakeholder consultations, and national priorities. Thank you.
Honourable Member, for your clarifications.
Honourable Speaker, thank you for the a very comprehensive answer. But the question that begs is that the revenue sources on the question 6 that was asked was the height of the cigarette would be a determined factor to get revenue, and the illegal cigarettes that are coming in. I'm sure if you get your relevant excise officers going around the country, you would see that there is a lot of imported cigarettes that are there in normal shops. Now, if this comes through the legal channel, there won't be a problem, because I guess even though it is not acceptable, not palatable, revenue source is one of the biggest that the government is looking at, 140 billion. Now, the reduction of this is taking place even though because of the illegal cigarettes that are coming into the market. So I guess it's a balance between the lesser affluent class that are using BD and also the smuggling cigarettes that come in. You will have to have a balance as to how the revenue is collected. So would you be able to tell as to how we are going to balance this? Because I guess it is reported that the revenue reduction is taking place owing to the illegal cigarettes that are coming in various sources to the country. So this is as bad as other monies that are going out of the country. So I guess this is a necessity to stop this illegal cigarettes coming.
Honourable Minister.
Thank you very much. I think the points highlighted by the Honourable MP are really, really important. Of course, now lots of measures are taking place. In fact, our objective is to bring these informal and illegal, the trading, into the formal mechanism. So how best this could be done is a challenge. As of now, so as I highlighted in my answer, so this Tobacco Tax Act is being amended. So whereas even the raw material used for BD, the manufacturing would be included in this the Tobacco Act, and the appropriate measures would be taken. In addition, when it comes to the cigarette the market, so it is a fact that yes, we admit the illegal cigarettes are coming in. The custom and other the enforcement authorities are conducting the raids and other investigation, but still there are some avenues of just coming this thing. We are trying hard. As of now, the four cigarettes under four categories the tax have been imposed. So we have identified in one the category. So that particular leakage is there because some cigarettes which could be used as substitute to the formal cigarettes which are being used. At the same time, so there is another factor. So there is the monopoly in the cigarette market and the manufacturing. And we need to take into account many aspects, including the government revenue, public health, and this the monopolistic market condition. So rather than just thinking only on the revenue, we are now moving ahead towards the how best we can improve this public health by improving this quality as well. So thank you very much for these ideas. We will take into these things and incorporate in the next the revisions and the policy framework. Thank you very much.
Garu Sabanakatuma.
ගරු කතානායකතුමනි ආණ්ඩුව වෙනුවෙන් අමාත්‍යවරුන්ගේ නිවේදන යටතේ නිවේදනයක් කිරීමට කැමැති විශේෂයෙන්ම 2023 අංක 9 දරන දූෂණ විරෝධී පනත අපේ රට තුළ විශාල වෙනසක් ඇති කළ පනතක් එම පනතේ 86 සහ 88 වගන්ති 90 තිබුණු ආකාරය තමයි අපේ රටේ ඉහළ නිලධාරීන් දේශපාලන නායකත්වය ඉහළ නිලධාරී මේ සිරු දෙනාම තමන්ගේ වත්කම් බරකම් ප්‍රකාශවල තමන්ගේ තොරතුරු ඇතුළත් කළ යුතුයි කියලා තිබිච්ච තිබෙන එක. ඒ අනුව ගරු කතානායකතුමනි එම පනතට අනුව ආසන්න වශයෙන් පුද්ගලයන් 300ක් පමණ ජනාධිපතිතුමාගේ සිට පහළට මේ තොරතුරු තමන්ගේ වත්කම් බරකම් ප්‍රකාශවල සියල්ල ලබා දිය යුතුව තිබුණා. ඒක ලබා දීලා තිබුණේ දිවිය යුතුනේ මුද්‍රිතව අතින් ලියලා දෙන්න තිබුණේ. ඉන් පසුවය සංශෝධනය කළා මේ ලබා දීමේ ක්‍රමවේදය ඉලෙක්ට්‍රොනිකලි ලබා දෙන්න ඔන්ලයින් ලබා දෙන්න පුළුවන් විදිහට ලබා දුන්නා. මම හිතන්නේ මේ මන්ත්‍රීවරු අතිවිශාල ප්‍රමාණයක් මේ වසර 2025 වසරේ සංශෝධනයෙන් පස්සේ මැදගත් ඉලෙක්ට්‍රොනික පද්ධතියක් මගින් බාර දීමට කටයුතු කාට පස්සේ මේ ප්‍රමාණය 160,000ක් දක්වා මේ සංශෝධනයත් එක්ක පුළුල් වුණා. එම නිසා මේ 160,000කට දාලා කරන එක එතකොට දේශපාලනඥයන් පමණක් නෙමෙයි විවිධාකාර පුද්ගලයන් 160,000කට ආසන ප්‍රමාණයක් එම තොරතුරු ලබා දීම අනිවාර්ය නීතිමය වුණා අල්ලස් කොමිසමට. ඉන්පසු 88 වෙනි වගන්ති 90 දූෂණ විරෝධී පනත 2023 අංක 9 දරන ඒක ජනතා ප්‍රවේශය කියන කොටසට අනුව ගරු කතානායකතුමනි එම පුද්ගලයන් 160,000ම ලබා දෙන තොරතුරු ඒ වෙබ්සයිට් එකේ පළ කරන්නත් ඒවා ලබා ගන්නත් ජනතාවට අයිතිවාසිකම ලබා දුන්නු. ඒ ජනතා ප්‍රවේශය පැත්තෙන් විනිවිදභාවය පැත්තෙන් ගත්තු ඉහළ පියවර. නමුත් ඒ ඉහළ පියවර ඉතා ප්‍රජාතන්ත්‍රවාදී සාධනීය පියවර අද වෙන විට යම් ප්‍රමාණයකට සමහර වගකීම් විරහිත පුද්ගලයන් සමහර මාධ්‍යයි කියලා හඳුනා ගන්න පුද්ගලයන් විසින් මෙය අවභාවිතා කරමින් පවතින බව ඉතා පැහැදිලිකවට පේන තිබෙනවා. මොකද මේවයි තිබෙනවා අදාළ පුද්ගලයන්ගේ මේ වාර්තා ලබා දෙන පුද්ගලයන්ගේ තොරතුරු පමණක් නෙමෙයි ඔවුන්ගේ දරුවන්ගේ මේ සියල්ලම තිබෙන. ඒතර ඒවා අපි දුටුවා ඇමතිවරුන්ගේ පවා පසුගිය කාලේ ඒ වත්කම් බරකම් වාර්තාවල කාටත් ප්‍රවේශය තිබෙන නිසා ඒක අරගෙන ඒවයි විකෘති කරපු කොටස්. මම හිතන්නේ මෙතනත් ඇමතිවරු ඉන්නවා මේ ඒවයි වික්ටිම්ස් වෙච්ච විකෘති කරලා දැම්ම වත්කම් මෙච්චර ඇච්චරයි කිය. එම නිසා දූෂණ විරෝධී පනත පනතෙන් වෙච්ච හොඳ අරමුණු වගේම මිනිසුන්ගේ යම් ප්‍රමාණයකට පුද්ගලිකත්වයට මේක අනවශ්‍ය පහරක් බවට පත් වුණා කියන එකත් අපිට දැනගන්න ලැබිලා තිබෙනවා. ඒකේ මිනිසුන්ගේ ප්‍රයිවසි වලට තිබෙන බලපෑමක් ඇතිවීම පිළිබඳ. එම නිසා තමයි මේ පනත සංශෝධනය කරන්න දූෂණ විරෝධී කාර්ය මේ කොමිසම තීන්දුව කරන්නේ. නමුත් එම සම්පූර්ණ සංශෝධනය කරද්දී අපට දැන් අනිත් පැත්තට දැනගෙනමට ලැබෙනවා මේක සම්පූර්ණ දැන් තියෙන යෝජනාව තමයි යෝජනා වෙලා තිබෙන දේ තමයි පනතේ සංශෝධනේ යෝජනා වෙමින් තිබෙන දේ තමයි මෙම ජනතා ප්‍රවේශය යටතේ මේ සියලුම දෙනාගේ ඒ වත්කම්බරකම් ප්‍රකාශමේ සියලුම තොරතුරු වෙබ්සයිට් එකේ පළ කරන්න ඕන. ඕනම කෙනෙක්ට මේක ලබා ගන්න පුළුවන් කියන ඉඩකඩ යම්කිසි ප්‍රමාණයකට සීමා කළ යුතුයි කියන එක. ඒක ගණිද්දිත් ඒක SMS එකක් යන ඔක්කොම හැරි. නමුත් ඒ නිසා අපි ආණ්ඩුව වශයෙන් තීන්දුව කළ තිබෙනවා. ඒ නිසා ඒක සීමා කළ යුතුයි කියන එක දෝෂණ විරෝධී කොමිසමේ පදනම. නමුත් අපි ආණ්ඩුව වශයෙන් තීන්දුව කළ තිබෙනවා එම සීමා කිරීම මහජන නියුතයන්ට සිදුවිය යුතු නැහැ කියලා. නිසා මහජන නියුතයන්ට අදාළ කරන වත්කම් බරකම් ප්‍රකාශ කිරීම ද ඕන කෙනෙක්ට ඇක්සස් තියෙන ඕන කෙනෙක්ට ඒක යොදා ගන්න පුළුවන්. ඒ මහජන නියුතයන්ට අදාළව අපි සංශෝධනය බලාපොරොත්තු වෙනවා. මහජන නියුතයන්ට අදාළව දැන් මේ තියෙන විදිහට ඕන කෙනෙක්ට ඒක ලබා ගන්න පුළුවන්. ඕන කෙනෙක්ට ඒක ඉතින් මිස්යූස් කරන එක හොඳ නැහැ. ඉතින් ඒ අයිතිවාසිකම ජනතාවට ලෙසම ඉතුරු කරලා මහජන නියුතයන් නොවන අනිත් අයට යම්කිසි සීමා එක රජයේ නිලධාරීන් විවිධ පුද්ගලයන් ඉන්නවා. අන්න ඒගොල්ලන්ට මේගොල්ලන්ගේ ප්‍රිවසි ආරක්ෂා කරන විදියට ඒ පනත සංශෝධනය කරන අවස්ථාවේදී සිදු කරන්න. එම නිසා මහජන නියුතයන්ට අදාළව ඒගොල්ලන්ගේ මොකද මහජන නියුතය කියන්නේ රස්සාවක් නෙමෙයි, ඒක වෙන දෙයක්. ඒ නිසා ජනතාව දැනගත යුතුයි තමන්ගේ මහජන නියුතයාගේ වත්කම් ගැන, ඔහුගේ ඥාතීන්ගේ වත්කම් ගැන. ඒවා එක කරන්න අපි කැමැත්තෙන් මේ දේශපාලනය කරන්නේ, මහජන සේවය තෝරන් තිබෙන්නේ. ඒ නිසා අපේ ඒ දේවල් විවෘත වුණාට ප්‍රශ්නයක් නැහැ. නමුත් රජයේ නිලධාරීන් අනිකුත් සියලුම වෙනත් ආයතනවල පුද්ගලයන් සියලු දෙනාම මේ තත්ත්වයට ගොදුරු වීම හොඳ නැහැ කියලා විශ්වාස කරනවා. මොකද හොඳ දෙයක් හොඳ විදිහට පාවිච්චි කරගන්න බැරි නරක සංස්කෘතිකුත් අපේ රටේ තිබෙන නිසා. මා විශේෂයෙන්ම සමහර ඉතාම පහත් මට්ටමේ මාධ්‍ය ආයතන විසින් යම් යම් පුද්ගලයන්ට දේශපාලනඥයන් ගැන නෙමෙයි මම කියන්නේ, හිරිහැර කිරීම නිසා, ප්‍රිවසි ආරක්ෂා කිරීමත් අල්ලාස් කොමසම දකින නිසා අවශ්‍යයි කියලා ඒගොල්ලන් සීමාවක් කරන්න යෝජනා කළේ. අප බලාපොරොත්තු වෙනවා ආණ්ඩුව පැත්තෙන් යෝජනා කරන්න ඒකෙදි මහජන නියුතයන්ට අදාළ කරන තොරතුරු තිබිච්ච විදියටම ඕන කෙනෙක් ලබා ගන්න කරනවා. අනිත් අයට මනෝමන්ත්‍රීතුමා ඒකට එකඟයි කියලාද කිව්වේ? එහෙම තියෙන්න ඕන. හයි. ඒ නිසා එතුමලත් මම හිතන්නේ එතුමත් එකඟතාවය පළ කරනවා. අන්නේ දැනුවත් කිරීමට තමයි ගරු කතානායකතුමනි. ආ?
ප්‍රධාන වැඩ.